Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The College Basketball Experience Preview and Picks Episode 4, Sunday, December 4th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. WinBet's now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WinBet is what you need to win. Sign up today. Bet $100. Get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today.
What's up, everybody? This is Cameron Krog from Loyola Chicago Ramblers, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride. Shout out to the Broad Stop. Thank you, guys.
To the College Basketball Experience Preview and Picks episode for Sunday, December 4th. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dad, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Well, I don't know. Not a great night. Had a losing record. Started out hot. Down the stretch. Well, these things happen. I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for former video coordinator for Bob Huggins and Frank Martin, host of the NFL Gambling Podcast, host of the Ryan and Rush Show. Give it up for Ryan McIntyre. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, Colby. A lot of dogs hit today.
Dude, I started out on fire, believe it or not, man. I started out, I was on Fordham against Tulane. I was on South Carolina beating Georgetown. I was on Syracuse beating Notre Dame. And I'm like, hell yeah, right? Now, down the stretch, first off, Wagner against Army, the trappy line should have told us. We saw that, or I know you didn't even join me on that. I think I just said, hey, they're going to win this fucking game. I know you hit with Southeast Louisiana against Dayton, but then like Davidson lets us down. You know, they lose at Delaware. What the fuck was that? George Mason starting to play good basketball. They beat Toledo by 7. Things that I did not think would be going, you know. We should have locked up UMass Lowell. We were on it, but we just didn't. Florida State did hit for me as UVA wins, you know, but how about Indiana losing at Rutgers? Did you catch it? Did you catch that game at all?
Yeah, man. The rack continues to be a house of horrors for a lot of teams. It's hard to win there. They're like 10-3 now under Pikel whenever top 10 teams go in there. So they're going to be feisty again, once again, in the Big Ten, especially when teams got to come to the rack.
Yeah. And really just impressive performance by them. Maybe they're better than what I thought. Remember, we thought about locking up Cleveland State. Didn't do that. You know, Jackson State we took, they won outright at SMU. I mean, we picked Cleveland State correctly. We just didn't bet it. Jackson State beats SMU. I think that was one of the real shockers. Obviously, Delaware beating Davidson. How about South Dakota going into Provo and getting the win against Mark Pope's Cougars? That was one of the bigger, I thought, upsets of the day. Portland State ended up hitting for us, but not by much. I think it depends where people got that line. UNC Greensboro was a dud for me against Elon. Northern Colorado, though, how about that? I was on that. That made me feel good. And Wisconsin, outright. Wisconsin, we did say play on the money line. So as much as, you know, I think my record was something like 9-12 on my locks, the money line in the Wisconsin game and in the Syracuse game treated me all right. But yeah, overall still a losing day. Pacific, I thought I had this, man. They lose by 11. I had Pacific plus 10. I thought that, you know, late in the second half that it was going to hit. No. And then Holy Cross won a game.
No Beanick, baby.
No, it's that's it, man. That's it. It's gotta be it.
Hey, Noah's got the magic going. He gave it to Denver. Now Holy Cross is winning. Yeah. Noah, who's the next team? Yes. Let's go.
it was Xavier. I thought very, you know, for a lot of that game, West Virginia was the better team and Xavier just came on late. What'd you make of that game? I know that's your boys, but what'd you make of it?
I didn't think what West Virginia was good enough defensively down the stretch. And I listened to Huggs's post game and he agreed with me. Xavier's good though. I mean, I knew it was going to be a tough place to go into. Xavier needed that game. They already had three losses to Indiana, Duke, Gonzaga, a more desperate team. And they, I mean, credit to Sean Miller. They found a way to get a big win over the Mountaineers.
Yeah. And then Boise State. I mean, what the fuck? The buzzsaw is not working today. Boise State puts it on Texas A&M. How about William and Mary? They continue to be a covering machine as they win outright against Richmond. I did not think that would ever happen. I did not. I mean,
there's a shitload of dogs that hit today outright.
Yeah. Milwaukee doesn't cover for us with the big number against IUPUI. How about Bradley, Missouri State? That was a ball game. Bradley held Missouri State to 40 points. Lockdown defense. Alabama got quite the test from South Dakota State. And then how about
back to back?
Yeah. Yeah. And how about Cal Baptist? They really dropped the ball for us, against Cal Poly. Wichita K-State was a game. That was fun. The fans showed out there. K-State wins by 5. I was on the right side of Southern Utah. That was a good one for me. And how about St. Mary's Houston? I didn't get a lot of eyes on this game particularly, but, Houston let us down. They didn't cover. St. Mary's gave them some fits. Did you catch eyes on that one?
Yeah, no, great game. I thought St. Mary's did a good job of controlling the tempo. They kind of played the game at their pace. We all know St. Mary's wants to play slow. So, I mean, Randy Bennett, that's another good team in the WCC that we keep talking about. Gonzaga's not going to just walk through that league again this year.
I agree, man. And down the stretch of the evening, to close out the evening, I was awful on my picks. Fresno State beats Irvine. I did not think that would happen. What was this Irvine team I saw in Eugene or in San Diego? Fresno State beat them down. Nevada goes to Loyola and you know, what the fuck? Loyola wins by double digits. Crazy. And then UNLV, I was on the right side of that. UNLV beat the shit out of San Diego and Steve Lavin. Crazy day, hey, man.
Vegas is good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they could be a tournament team this year. Biggest game balls for the day. I know we got a breeze through. We got a big slate. I think you got to go with the South Dakota Coyotes. Going to BYU, winning. That's a huge win for that program.
Yeah.
That's one of mine. Fire away with one of yours, man.
I'm going to go to Philly. I'm going to give, I know it's been a tough year so far for Villanova, but they fell down double digits early, found a way to battle back, get a big win over the Sooners. So I'll give Kyle Neptune and the Villanova Wildcats a game ball here.
I like that. I'm going to go to the George Mason Patriots. Mm-hmm. Kim English, I have a hard time understanding, but hey, beating Hofstra and beating Toledo, I kind of penciled those in as losses when I looked at the Patriots schedule. George Mason coming to life. So that's a game ball for me. Back to you, my friend.
I got to go to the rack. Go with Rutgers upsetting Indiana by 15 straight up. So job well done by Steve Peichel and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
Yeah, and I will bounce back, giving some mid-majors some love today on my final game ball. will be the Fordham Rams winning outright in New Orleans against Tulane and Ron Hunter. They were double digit dogs. Shout out to Fordham. And then how about your final one, brother?
You know, I'm going to go to one game I gave out as one of my locks. Fairleigh Dickinson goes to St. Joe's and wins outright as well. So shout out to the Knights. Yeah, no, it was a wild day. Fordham and Fairleigh Dickinson, both double digit dogs hitting outright to start the day. Kind of set the tone for the entire day.
Yeah. I hope they enjoy pushing Phil Martelli out the door. They deserve the misery, if I could talk.
They suck.
Yeah. So, all right, Sunday, we got a loaded slate. Let's get to it, folks. I'm just going to play some good old music. It has nothing to do with Hawaii. I just played the first song that came up. I'm tired. I've been recording all day. Let's hop into this, though. Sunday, 7:30 a.m. for myself. Wow. I'm going to be asleep for this game. Sorry. But the Cocaine Bears are live and playing basketball.
In London.
Yes, in London. Wait, the Cocaine Bears are in London? That's the sequel. That's the sequel. You know what I mean? That's like when, what was the Weekend at Bernie's 2? They were in Jamaica. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somehow Bernie's body got down to fucking Jamaica and he got voodooed and I don't know. That's it, man. Or it's like Police Academy 5 or whatever 6 mission in Moscow. This is it. Cocaine Bears in London coming towards you. Coming to theater soon. Maine's catching 2. They're also +110 on the money line. I mean, I got to do this for the brand. Let's go. Lock up Maine. Standalone game. I'll be asleep. I want to see money in my account when I wake up. What are you doing here?
Yeah, standalone game. The brand Cocaine Bears. Wrong team favorite. Let's go. Lock it up.
Let's go. Brian.
Yeah. Hey Colby, real quick, shout out to the chat. Retro Bull Coach, 12 dogs +235 or greater hit outright today. So yeah, it goes with our point. Crazy day in college hoops.
Yeah, seriously. Great day. Next up, we got Bryant heading into Cincy. Bryant's catching 9.5. I'll take the points. Bryant's bouncing back from a little upset from the Brown Cocaine Bears. I think they bounce back and give them a game in Cincy. What are you doing here?
Yeah, no, I'm going to take the points as well. Cincinnati's had struggled blowing out teams, and they got Xavier on deck.
I feel like we should bet this.
Yeah, let's lock it up.
Let's do it.
That's too big points.
Let's do it. With the Skyline Chili Classic on the horizon? Come on. Great look ahead spot. Canisius, the Golden Griffins are taking on the Gales of Iona. Canisius is catching 15.5. That's just a lot of points. Give me the Golden Griffins, despite their they haven't been great. Just a big number, man. They only lost to Siena by 4 the other night. I think they can cover the 15.5. Give me the Golden Griffins. What are you doing here?
I'm gonna do the same. Iona's been up and down. They blow out Penn, then they come back against Hofstra, then they blow out Vermont, then they lay an egg against Santa Clara. They've just been up and down. I'm not going to lay that big a number with them, so I'll take Canisius.
Yeah. Okay. Now we get a big one here in the ACC. And Miami heading to Louisville, Kentucky. Oh, man. Look, Florida State hit for me today, and Florida State played good today.
They're right there to win the game outright.
Yeah, I'm starting to think they might be waking up a little bit. Now, you're just gonna
fuck Louisville up.
I haven't seen signs of life from Louisville like I've seen with Florida State. But I'm just going to count on the fact that one of these games are showing up. I'm taking the 11 points. Call me a fucking maniac. It's okay. What are you doing here?
I mean, Miami's been damn good. I'm locking up the Hurricanes, man. I'm going to just, I've bet against Louisville 5 straight games and I've cashed at all of them. So I'm just going to keep riding that trade.
Oh man.
They're awful.
Louisville Cardinals. Fade them. He says it's a hurricane coming to town. Says Moneyline Mac. Next up, Youngstown State's heading to Wright State. This is a good game.
Yeah. Horizon League.
Wright is laying 3. Huh. Wright, though, coming off that ass whooping from Robert Morris. That guy. I think Wright bounces back. I'm laying the 3. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the bounce back angle as well. That was a stunner the other night for them to lay an egg by 20 plus to Robert Morris. So I'll take bounce back with Wright State.
Well, I mean, I did you see Robert Morris almost beat Northern Kentucky tonight? Maybe we have to reevaluate the Colonials. Yeah, but I think Wright. I'm laying the points with Wright. London, going back to London, Kentucky, Michigan. Michigan's getting 9. Michigan's going to make this a game. I'm locking up Michigan. Kentucky might win by 5, by 6, by 7. Or maybe Michigan wins on the money line. There's a lot of pressure on Calipari. He probably had to go to London. He probably wanted this game in fucking London, because if he lost anywhere in the States, he might get ran out of the country. What are you doing here?
Yeah, no, this is lines puzzling to me. I'm locking up the Wolverines with you. Too big a number for Kentucky right now.
Yes, let's go. Dickinson, Toshibe matchup too. Yeah. Come on. The Colonials of George Washington are taking on the Highlanders in Radford. Radford's laying 1. I will lay the 1 with Radford. What are you doing here?
No, this line's telling you who's going to win this game. Lock it up, Radford. Oh. Yeah, let's go.
Your boys, the Highlanders.
Keep riding them, baby.
Moneyline Max saying ride the -1 with the Highlanders. Next up.
And G-Dub's coming off the big, what's it called?
South Carolina win.
South Carolina. Yeah. So this is a letdown. They got to go down to the House of Horrors. Yeah.
And we kind of skipped over Patrick Ewing losing that game today.
Oh, my God. He blew a 15-point lead. I was like, terrible. I'm done with George Shaw.
Terrible. Stetson, Ray Finkel's alma mater, is catching 16 at Florida. 16's too many points. Give me Stetson plus the 16. What are you doing here?
I'm with you. Too many points here. I'll take Stetson.
Yeah. Then we go to, I believe, is this, let me just double check, make sure this is in Boston. Yes, it is. Georgia State is heading to Boston to take on 1-6 Northeastern. I think we have a new rule. I was shocked when I saw Georgia State only a 2-point favorite. I'm locking up the Panthers minus the points. Let's go. I believe you're joining, right?
I'm joining you. I'm listening to Mike Dye.
Let's go. Let's go. Got a fun little Alabama matchup going on. South Alabama at UAB. UAB's laying 13.5. I'm going to lay the points with UAB. What are you doing?
I'm going to take the points just because South Alabama, they're hit or miss. So I'll take the points here. I think they get up for this one.
Monmouth is heading to Manhattan. Man, I thought about it. Should we lock up the Jaspers? Because it is Monmouth. But they're playing Manhattan. They lost their leading scorer. They lost their second leading scorer. They lost their coach. I mean, I'm taking the Jaspers. Should we bet it? I don't know, but I'm taking the Jaspers.
This game's nasty. If Monmouth enters this game at 0-8 overall, I'm going to lean to the Jaspers. I just can't lock them up yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Brown Cocaine Bears are heading to Hartford. Take on this ridiculous institution. Can't support their fucking basketball program. These poor kids, you know, these poor, coaches got to deal with a shit situation there in Hartford. We need Vin Baker to come out of the blue with some NIL money. Brown's laid 8.5. I'm going to lay the points, and I think we should consider locking this one. Get the SGPN app. What are you doing here?
Yeah. Consider locking this tomorrow. I'm going to lean to Brown as well. Yeah. I fuck Hartford.
Yeah, I agree. Samford's catching 6 in Orlando at the Moon Bounce, taking on UCF. So, I mean, the Moon Bounce is the football stadium. This is, what the hell is this one called? This is called the Addition Financial the Arena.
Financial Jesus.
Arena. Just can't give the stadium any fucking personality. I'm still calling it the Moon Bounce. Fuck you. Give me Samford plus six. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm taking Samford. I think they're pretty good. Another underrated SoCon team.
Yeah. All right, now talk me off why I shouldn't bet this one. Belmont's laying four in where the hell is Illinois State again? Somewhere in Illinois. It's not Carbondale. That's Southern Illinois.
Normal Illinois.
Yeah, normal Illinois.
It's normal there.
Yeah, well, they're going to catch a normal loss from Belmont. I'm laying the four. I was thinking about betting this. You think we should bet this?
I feel like every time I bet Belmont, they've burned me this year.
All right. So maybe I stay away. Maybe you're telling Dundee to stay away, but I will not stay away from this next one because Vermont is heading to Merrimack. Vermont has burned me this year, but I think they're getting, I think they're getting the band back together. They're figuring some things out. They're laying 6.5. I will lay the 6.5 with the Catamounts. Let's go. What are you doing here?
I'm going to lean to Merrimack. Vermont has just not impressed me this year so far. It's probably the worst Vermont team I've ever seen.
They just beat Lyndon Johnson State University.
It's a big win.
By almost 40. They're getting the band back together, man. I'm telling you.
They got right.
Murray State, the Racers are taking on Valpo, heading in to take on the Crusaders / Wizards and Beacons and all this other shit now. I'm laying the four with the Racers. I thought about betting this one too. What are you doing here?
Yeah, no, this is another game kind of like that Belmont game where it's two new teams to the Missouri Valley. I'm going to lean Valpo here. Valpo's been improved lately.
FAU is taking on Eastern Michigan. Eastern Michigan's catching 9.5. FAU's been good this year, man.
FAU has fucked us every time we've gone against them too.
But you know what? I just hit on Eastern Michigan for the first time.
You're back.
I'm doubling down. Let's go. Give me the 9.5. Lock it up with the Eagles. Let's go. I might eat shit on that one, but what are you doing here?
No, I'm going to join you because those Florida boys got to go up to the cold. They're not going to be ready to play. Let's go.
There we go.
Lock it up.
There we go. St. John's is heading to Ames, Iowa. Great game. Iowa State's laying 5. I'm going to lay the 5 with the Cyclones. What are you doing here?
Yep, this is going to be St. John's first loss. I am locking up the Cyclones.
I'll join you. I like it.
Yeah.
Let's go. This place is going to be packed. They always shell out there. Rice heading to San Marcos, Texas to take on Texas State. Man, I watched Texas State the other night. Didn't come away super impressed. I'll lay the 6 with State. Don't feel so great about it. What are you doing here?
Same. Yeah, no, don't feel great about this one. This is a tough one to bet.
Colorado's heading into Seattle to take on Washington. Uh-oh. They lost the other game. That means they're going to win this one. Give me Colorado minus 1.5. The Deion Sanders news alone should have everyone jumping around. So I'll lay the 1.5 with my Buffs. What are you doing here?
Yeah, no, these are two of the more unpredictable teams this year. Washington coming off the Oregon State loss. I'm going to take the Huskies to bounce back at home, but I don't love it. It's a Pac-12.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough.
Good luck finding the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You have better luck finding out where fucking Jimmy Hoffa died. Southern Indiana, Screaming Eagles. Oh man. This one hurts me. It pains me to pick this game. Southern Indiana is heading to Chicago to take on the Chicago State Cougars. Both little darlings of ours. Give me Chicago State plus the 6. Sprinkle some on the money line. What are you doing here? Yeah,
I agree. Southern Indiana is better as a dog. They're like the Detroit Lions. They can't be favored by this much.
Plus 210 on the money line in Chicago.
Yeah,
there we go. This place is gonna be rocking. All right.
I feel like we should lock it, but I'm staying away. Chicago State, they're not a lock-worthy team. I'd rather just bet them on the money line.
All right, get one of the games of the night, if not the game of the night, Carolina, or game of the day, I should say. Carolina is heading to Blacksburg. I thought about going. I almost went to this game. Carolina's laying one. Will it be four straight losses for the Tar Heels?
Man, I was just thinking this. Like, this is a desperate spot. They need this game, kind of like Villanova today. Blacksburg, that place is going to be hopping, though.
I'm laying the one with UNC. What are you doing?
I would take the Hokies, man. I think there's a better team right now. I do not like North Carolina right now offensively. Have not been impressed.
You know, Nance hasn't fit in quite like I thought he would.
No, they miss Brady Manick.
Yeah. Yeah, he really could stretch that.
Some of the shots that Caleb Love takes and Baycott looks really hurt right now too.
Yeah. He's always hurt though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree.
I don't know. I'm just thinking Carolina four in a row. That might be a little weird. But man, I feel like Hubert Davis, after beating Coach K in Cameron and then in the Final Four, he might have like a lifetime contract going on there in Chapel Hill.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And I think they might smell a little blood in the water there in Blacksburg tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Niagara is taking on Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac's laying 7.5. I'll lay the 7.5 with Quinnipiac, but I would not go much higher. What are you doing here?
I think that's a good way of putting it. I wouldn't go much higher. I'll take Quinnipiac.
Texas A&M Commerce heading to Denver to take on the Pioneers.
No, Beanick.
Noah, I hate to tell you this, my friend. I am locking up Texas A&M Commerce. +3.5. Ride that money line. +140. It all comes crashing down. The Pioneers, it all comes crashing down. What are you doing here?
Hey, this would ruin your college game day going 9-1 to a Pauley Pavilion.
It would. What are you doing?
I'm not betting this game. I'll lead to Commerce too. They've been improved as of late.
Yeah. Utah heading to Pullman. Thought about betting Utah +3 here, but I feel like that's going to be on the public side of things after Utah beat down Arizona. Pullman's always a sleepy road trip too.
Yeah.
Shout out to our friends in Pullman, but man,
this is a tough one because Utah's obviously coming off the big time win.
Kyle Smith, his squads have always been really good in Pullman. I'm laying the 3 with Wazoo. What are you doing?
I'm going to lock them up. I think this is a letdown for Utah. Good spot for Washington State. And they're really
I'll
good.
Join at, you. I'll join you. Yeah. Let's go.
The zig while they zag.
Smith's got a really good record in Pullman, I feel like. Yeah. Southeast Missouri State is catching 21 against Missouri. I think we should consider betting this one too. 21?
No, way too many points.
Let's and fucking bet it.
I'll sell you even more.
What's that?
I said, I'll say even more. They're coming off the Wichita game, the overtime win. You know who they got on deck? Kansas.
Oh, yeah. Lock it up.
Let's go. SEMA.
Lock it up. Let's go. Nebraska's catching four. Little battle, in-state battle here from Lincoln to Omaha. Nebraska's catching 14.5. Creighton just lost to Texas. Is Creighton going to put it on the Cornhuskers? I say Nebraska covers. What are you doing here?
I think this might be a Creighton blowout win. I'll lean to the Blue Jays. They're due. Tough losses to Arizona and Texas. Get right spot back in Omaha.
We got a ball game after this here. Southern Miss, undefeated. No one's talking about them. Shh. Biggest secret in America. They're taking on Northwestern State. 6-2 Northwestern State. Shh. No one's talking about the Demons. This is a great game.
No doubt.
This is a great game. I'm going to lay the 5 with Southern Miss though. What are you doing?
I'm going to keep locking up Southern Miss. I think they're still under the radar and they're still going to make a statement here. They're good.
All right. You sold me. Let's go. I like them. Oregon's catching 10 in Westwood. Too many points, right? Give me the 10 in Oregon. What are you doing?
This game kind of reminds me of Michigan in terms of like UCLA is not 10 points good right now. They may be down the road, but not right now. I'll take Oregon.
Yeah. Minnesota's catching 18 at Purdue. Oof. I'll take the 18 though. I actually thought about betting Minnesota plus the 18, but then I was like, nah, I can't do that with Minnesota. Purdue looks really good, but I just feel like it's a Big Ten battle. Give me the 18 points.
Yeah, and I mean, we know at Mackey Arena, that place gets lit. So I'll lean to the Golden Gophers, but I mean, it could get away from them.
Cal is catching 24.5 in Tucson. Bounce back spot for Arizona. I'm laying the 24.5. What are you doing?
I'm locking up the Cats. They're gonna freaking drill.
Oh Aaron. Man, he's going yeah. There, folks. Where
is it? W-I-L-D. Cats. W-I-L-D.
Wildcats. W-I-L-D. Cats. Lay the 24.5 with the W-I-L-D. Cats. All right, moving along. The airport is taking on the Eagles of Florida Gulf Coast. Florida Gulf Coast is laying 7.5. I thought about locking this. I'm laying the 7.5, but this one might be a lock. Get the app. What are you doing here?
The only reason I'm going to stay away from it, just two Florida schools, but I'll lean to Gulf Coast with you here.
Yeah. Alcorn State's catching 28 at Tennessee in Knoxville. Oh, gosh, give me the 28, I guess. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I just pulled up Tennessee schedule. It's not a look ahead. They got Eastern Kentucky on deck. I'll lean to the Vols. They seem to put it on these kind of teams.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you are right. Actually,
Rick Barnes in the non-con.
You've sold me on that. Let's go. Oregon State traveling down to Los Angeles. Where the Beavers coming off a nice little win. Looked like they almost were about to lose it against Washington. Gave up a big lead late, but hey, they got the dub.
Nice Beaver.
Now they come into LA. They're catching 14. I'll take the 14 and the Beavers. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm going to take the 14 as well. That's too big a number. Should we lock this?
Thought about it.
I'm looking at USC. I mean, they beat Cal by 15. Oregon State significantly better, I think, than Cal.
I agree. I agree there, but I have we seen the Beavers really on the road though?
Let me pull up the Beavers.
I feel like I haven't seen them on the road much.
Everything's been in Portland or in Corvallis.
I say we hold tight. Hold tight on that.
Picks page.
Yeah. Stanford going to Tempe. Take on Arizona State. I thought about locking this, but then I'm like, man, Arizona State, watch Arizona State lose this game. Should we bet this?
Man, Arizona State's hard. They're hard.
Yeah,
to
Just lay the points.
You're right. I laying the points, but this could be the game where out of nowhere, they just lay an egg at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Final two games on the slate. We got Northwestern heading to East Lansing to take on Sparty. Sparty's laying 6.5, and they just got their ass whooped by Notre Dame. They're not healthy. They're not a healthy team, and I have no idea what the hell's going on with Northwestern. I've had a hard time betting Northwestern this year.
Yeah,
or picking Northwestern, I should say. And as far as injuries go, Malik Hall still out. Jaden Akin still out as well. Give me the points. What are you doing?
I'm going to take the points as well because Northwestern also got drilled the other night. So I think Collins has them ready to go. And I think this is a ball game Sunday night.
Yeah, one of the best games on the slate here. Utah State heading into San Francisco. This game's fantastic. Low-key, great game. Utah State is undefeated. Ryan Odom doing a good job there. Dave would be proud. But they're heading to take on the Dons. Dons have been low key good, man. San Francisco's a home dog catching two. I'm taking the Dons on the money line, only plus 110 or something, but let's go. What are you doing here?
Same. I think they're going to hand Utah State their first loss.
Yeah. And that's our slate. So it's I think we got almost every game on here. I think there's like a Whittier College against Cal State Northridge with no line. I think we got everything else on there. Tufts against Harvard. We don't, cause it's a D2 or D3 or some shit. But let me recap the locks here. I am locking up, man. I'm thinking about Oregon plus 10, but, I'm locking up Southern Miss -5 on the road at Northwestern State. I'm locking up Southeast Missouri State +21 at Mizzou. I'm locking up Washington State -3 against Utah. I like that spot. I'm locking up Texas A&M Commerce getting 3.5. Actually, yeah, I'll lock it. I don't have many locks. I was like, man, watch that come down. But I think Commerce is better. I actually think they're the better team. I'm locking up Texas A&M Commerce at Denver. I am locking up Iowa State -5 against St. John's. I'm locking up Eastern Michigan +9.5 against the Owls of Florida Atlantic. I'm locking up the Catamounts of Vermont -6.5 at Merrimack. And I am locking up Georgia State -2 at Northeastern. I'm also locking up Michigan +9 in London. Put that in your tea and drink it. And I am locking up good old Maine, the Cocaine Bears +2 at in London against Marist. And I'm also locking up Bryant +9.5 in Cincinnati. Those are my locks. Fire away, Moneyline Mac.
All right, I'm going to lead it off with the Maine Cocaine Bears +2 against Marist out in London to get it done. I'm going to take Bryant +9.5 at Cincinnati. I'm going to keep fading Louisville. I'm going to lock up the Hurricanes -11 in Louisville to get it done in an ACC matchup. I'm going to go to London for another lock here. I'm going to take the Wolverines +9 against Big Blue Nation. I think this is a game that keeps close.
Sprinkle
right
the money
the
line, right?
Yeah. +330. Sprinkle some on the money line. I'm with you there. Fantastic post matchup there with Dickinson and Chibwe.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm going to go little brother angle here. I'm going to lay the points with Radford. Yeah. Radford is favored against George Washington at home -1. They're going to beat George Washington tomorrow. I'm going to lock up Georgia State with you -2 at Northeastern. So Georgia State -2 at Northeastern. I'm also going to take Hilton Magic -5 against the Johnnies to keep it rolling for the Big 12. I'm going to take Washington State and Pullman over Utah with the letdown spot to get it done. I'll lay the points -3. We're going to take SEMO +21 at Missouri, trap spot for the Tigers, I think. And then I'm going to take Southern Miss to keep rolling here -5 at Northwestern State. And going along. Oh yeah. Arizona -24.5. Bounce back laying the big number here. And the final one, fuck it. I'm going to go Oregon State +14 at USC. That number's too big. I think they keep it close here.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, folks, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We'll be back tomorrow night. Remember, we do this each and every night. And yeah, Patty C and NC Nick will be making their debut for this year on Monday. So,
Yeah.
Monday, and I'll actually be live from North Carolina talking ball games. We got a great Tuesday slate. Folks, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Remember to subscribe to the College Football Experience as well. Check out all of Ryan's work. He's the host of the Ryan and Rush Show. He's the host of the NFL Gambling Podcast. Check out those great podcasts, and also check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. Remember, give us an iTunes 5-star review, please. That helps us, people. Also, we're on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Ryan's on Twitter at Moneyline_Mac. I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. Give us a follow as well. And yeah, until tomorrow. Also, hop in the Discord. Talk college hoops with us. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Discord. All right. Until then, this is the College Basketball Experience for Sunday, December 4th. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
I got my car. I got my fit, yo. Ready to go, yo. Yeah. Come on and let me catch.
capitalize. Don't you know I'm about the mammal's actual size? Gotta make you love rap again cause it's wide. I'm everywhere, access never denied. Bold style like the 70s ride. Many people come to see the melody guy. I sell a lifestyle like you selling these fries. First to rise, I grab the burgers and fries. And early bird get the worm, the late ones too. A few original and true, sky's the limit, my dude. Never lose sleep over who's doing the do. There's room for it all, ask the tip to the cue. When I'm a midnight marauder type of mic manipulator, every day's an opportunity to place a wager. I've never been a cage, I'm unhinged. Been drawn a pursuit, go out on a limb. Never going out though, cause I'm in full effect like I'm fully erect. And going into a see and I'm catching the wreck. I do my work, you dispatching a check. Like that, y'all. Like this, y'all. Like that, y'all.